Clean Ears.
Welcome back.
Hey. So guys, we are back with another snippet for you today, and we are talking about maintaining creativity when there is a block.
Yes, we've all been blocked, actually very recently. Some of us have been blocked. And a lot of times, it's when you're producing creativity a lot, you've got a lot of projects that are happening. If you're trying to start your own business or maintaining your own business, and you're just looking to maintain everything that's going on, and you're just pumping out content left and right, up and down, after a while, the well gets dry.
Absolutely. It's like, oh my gosh, did I do this already? How many ways can I say the same thing? Can I flip it? Can I spin it? Can I do a sequel?
Right.
And it gets to be really overwhelming.
So we want to help you, because being blocked creativity sucks.
Very much so.
Let's do better. So the first thing that I do is that I get inspired by other types of art. So a lot of times if I'm blocked creatively, I'll go to like the museum. I love going to museum. It's very quiet there. You kind of just soak in the art. You can listen to music. You can, read a book, listen to a podcast. Just be informed by other art. It helps you spark other parts of your brain and just be like, oh, I like how they did this. I like how they said this. How can I transform that type of feeling into what I do creatively?
Absolutely. I love that. I think another thing to try is to create through it. Sometimes we're like, oh, I'm not really feeling it, so, and you put it down. And it's possible to still come up with something great if you just allow yourself to keep going and push past that feeling.
Yeah, push past it. And don't be afraid to make bad art. I feel like so many times you make something that's bad and then you're like, oh, I'm in a horrible place, and then you just stop. Keep making the bad stuff till you get to the good stuff. Like, if you take 50 selfies, and you know only two of them are gonna look good, you don't stop because of a bad selfie. You just keep going till you get a good angle.
Don't stop at 48. But yes, just finish, and you'll be surprised. Sometimes the end result is something that either A, you can feel really great about, or B, something that could really be beneficial to somebody else. So sometimes it's not about us. Sometimes it's about completing something that could be impactful for others.
Mm-hmm. And then like the beautiful thing that I think we all really know, that if it really gets bad and you really are stuck and you really can't do anything else, it's okay to step away. It's all right to take a break. Make it a structured break, like you know you're gonna come back in like an hour, maybe the next day or whatever. But don't be afraid to step away and kind of clear your mind, refresh, do something else entirely. Go clean something, get out in nature, whatever it is, something completely non-creative, and let your brain recharge.
Yes, I love that. There's this podcast that I listen to called The Fizzle Show, and one of the things that one of the co-hosts said was, go where the energy is. And that's something I've implemented, and I love it. So if I have a bunch of things to do or a bunch of things to create, and I'm like, ooh, this one thing may be pressing, but I kind of want to do this, I'm excited about this particular thing, then I go to what I'm excited about first. And then I allow that creativity and that joy that I get, that instant gratification and those endorphins and all that good stuff, to translate and trickle on over to the thing that I wasn't really looking forward to but still needed to get done. And that has helped me a lot, because also when there's something that you really want to do that you have on tap, then it's hard to wait because you're like, oh, I'm gonna have to get this done.
Right.
And then creating becomes this humdrum thing as opposed to something that you're to be enjoying and pouring yourself into.
Right. Creating is inspiring. So if you're not being inspired, you can move on to the next thing. I think one of the great things that we try to do is just don't overthink it.
Yes.
Like if you're starting to get super clinical about something, or you've been over the same thing over and over, you're just staring at a page or staring at a computer, you're overthinking. Just do it. Just get it out. Just kind of let the inspiration flow, let the creativity flow, see what happens. But don't get in a place where you're in the weeds and you're no longer thinking big picture anymore.
One other practical thing that I do is I set a hard start and a hard stop. And I also am intentional about what I'm gonna sit down and create. So if I know that I want to do some clean ears work on Saturday, that's not gonna be what my to-do list says.
Right.
It's going to say, Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon, I will create graphics to promote YouTube for clean ears. And I want to make video snippets and graphics. And that way I know exactly what I'm gonna do. I said a hard start time and a hard stop time, because sometimes when you feel like you have all day, then you'll kind of meander a bit, get distracted. And so I give myself a hard start and a hard stop to help myself stay focused if that's possible.
I like that.
Yeah.
that's a good one. I do not do hard stuff.
And the thing is also, I'm apparently possibly addicted to work. And so I will go all day. And so I have to give myself a hard stop just to give myself balance. That's something I need.
I like it.
You know.
Yeah. And one of the last things is kind of try to create in another form. Like, yeah. If you're getting stuck doing like a graphic, try to do like a blog, try to write something out. If you are like us doing a podcast and you can't like figure out sound and that's being an issue, all right, let's work on a graphic, or, you know, let's put something together for a playlist, or, you know, let's start thinking about YouTube. Let's go to YouTube and figure out like the comments and see what people are thinking. Let's mm-hmm. go on a social media and kind of interact with people and see how that interaction sparks some other creativity that you have inside of you.
Yes.
Like, kind of bounce around. See what other type of, like you said, follow the vibes. Follow what?
Yeah, follow the energy.
Follow the energy. Like, if you can't do this thing right now and you have other things that are on your to-do list, kind of filter around and figure out what's next and what's best. I think a lot of times we get stuck on one thing because mm-hmm. we feel like that's the one thing that we have to do. Mm-hmm. And realizing that there are other parts of the creative process, you can move around to the thing that you're actually able to do, a little bit more excited to do, and then come back around to the thing that blocked you, and it's usually not so bad.
Love that. Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, we hope you enjoyed this snippet.
Yeah.
If you did, please like the video and definitely comment. We want to hear how you break your creative blocks.
Yeah, we'd love to hear about that because, like I said, we get blocked often. We have a lot going on, a lot of little creative places to be. And so a lot of times we're like, I don't know what to say. The well seems to be running dry.
Yes, so definitely we'll be using some of those and telling you how they go.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, until next time.
Have a good time.
Bye.